from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Chicago White Sox, are 29-93. Now, they do have their all-star pitcher going tonight, Garrett Crochet, who is a strikeout artist and has been among the top three all season long in the American League in strikeouts. Got 167 of them. But still, this is just not a good baseball team. I want you to – what you think about this lineup adjustment, Clint, Tyler? Altuve leading off, Yordan Alvarez in the two spot playing in left field. Diaz as the DH catching, Pena at short in the cleanup spot, Caratini is catching and bat fifth, Myers in center field, DeZinzo is at first, Dubon is the one who is stepping in to play third base, Chaz McCormick back in there in right field, but they just seem to move everyone else up and put Yordan in that two spot.
Yeah, you know, I like Dubon at third and not going with the Shea Whitcomb kid, which they just moved up. I like him. I like him going to third. It's why you have him, right? Is that super utility? And at first glance, I wasn't real sure about the Alvarez batting second, but I think I like it, boys. I think I like it because it. There's one guy you've got to get going. There's one guy that noticeably of late has just not he's not swinging it as well as he was a couple weeks ago, and that's Altuve. Altuve's not swung it well the last handful of ball games. One way to get him some damn pitches. Not that he wasn't getting them. I'm not blaming it on he wasn't getting pitches, but one way to make sure that he sees as good of pitches as he's gonna get is to put that big lefty behind him, and so. Maybe that's the thought. So I can ride with Alvarez in a 2-0. Along with, you get obviously the best hitter on this team and one of the best hitters in baseball. You get him potentially an additional at bat by moving him up in the lineup.
Yeah. I would have liked to have seen Pena or Dubon in that two spot just to give the lineup a little bit more length.
I would have gone Dubon. I agree with you. But I'm not mad at Alvarez.
To me, Altuve is Altuve. I'd rather losing another big gun in that lineup. I know what Alvarez is going to do, and Diaz has done a pretty good job protecting him. I'd like to maybe get somebody else good pitches in front of him between Altuve and Alvarez. So we'll see what happens. They're playing the White Sox, and the expectations are that they go ahead and win this series. But they are going to be without Alex Bregman, at least for this game, and we'll see if that's in any I guess, at any point longer from Alex Bregman, who will speak to the media coming up here shortly.
Big 3-3, number 2.
All right, the Texans obviously have a preseason game. They're in action tomorrow, and it's their third preseason game. And you've said it, and I agree with you. I think this is the game. This is the game where we will see the starters up, and we'll see them play the most. I agree with you on that. And we've talked about a lot of things. But what's tomorrow? What are you looking and hoping to see tomorrow from C.J. Stroud? This will be the last time potentially we see. If it was up to me, this would be the last time we see C.J. Stroud until they play in Indy. In terms of any kind of games.
Well, look, I think I would like to see more of what we saw last year. Given that, again, this is not going to be like a real game where he's probably not going to be overwhelmed with pressures, and there's probably not going to be 8 million different things thrown at him in this offensive line. I would like to see good, clean execution. Know where you're going with the football. Get the football out on time. Don't take additional risk. You're going to have some pretty damn good pass rushers up there. Don't ask your offensive line for no reason to hold the football. I mean, to hold up that rush longer than necessary. Do what he did last year in a sense of, I think he's called it boring. Take the boring. Just when it's there, just take it. We don't need extra risk. We just need good, clean, crisp offensive execution.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.